Hey there, cats, kittens, I'm Mike Goffin, and having just said all that, it's going to be a little bit ironic soon. Dun, dun, dun. Welcome to a half episode of MMA and stuff. Yeah! This episode of the podcast is taped before live Studio Puggle. So we walk and talk him, and I think to myself, oh, what a wonderful day. And it is beautiful outside here in suburban Chicago. I'm walking Brother Puggle. I'm wearing a fanny pack. That's right. A goddamn original United States of America fanny pack. I'm rocking it. And I'm loving it. I don't care if this is a sign of me getting older or a sign of me quitting. I fucking love it. Got purse, but not gay. Really wish I'd had a better joke right there before I stopped for a second. But I didn't, and so I did. And that's how life is sometimes. What I want to, I don't know if I want to talk about anything. I want to talk. But I was like, this is what I want to talk to you guys about. Like, as if I'm some genius holding court, that everybody needs to hear what Mike has to say about that topic. I'm like, oh, you're all on fucking pins and needles, bated breath, going, I can't be, wait to hear what the idiot man shall talks about up next. Oh, boy. Yeah. Come on, Doggo. But no, I guess what I thought I would talk about is, it's very scrumptious, marijuana paraphernalia I got. No, maybe. But no, I don't. Anyways, doxing. D-O-double-X-ing. Yeah, I don't like it. I'm not a fan of it. In fact, I propose a radical idea. Well, I will propose the idea, maybe, if I remember it. Doxing is the phenomena, I don't know which one it is. I don't even know if it would be a singular or a plural phenomena, whichever, I don't even know which one is which. But I don't know if this would be considered one phenomenon. Something like a phenomenon, baby, gone and get. They didn't play that song at the idea, yes. Oh, hum, sad for me, I didn't hear that song. Oh, hum, sad for me, I didn't hear that song. Yeah, walking the dog into the wind. Walking the dog as he pisses into the wind. I am off key, I don't even know what it means. I don't know what being on key or off key means. I have no idea. I have some idea in general that you're supposed to, it's like, your voice shouldn't waver. You should be like, or like, those are like different octaves or whatever, but I don't really know what it means to be on key. There's C sharp, or C minor, and C major, and sharp and flat and stuff. Not really sure if all those, I mean, those are all terms that people use. I don't know what it means. But doxing, I don't like it. Which is weird because I'm also not a fan of anonymity on the internet. I've never been anonymous on Twitter or anywhere. I wish I could tell you that's because I'm purely brave and I stand behind everything I say. Well, I do think there's some of that. I've recently been kicked off of Twitter many, many times. I've only begun to reestablish it. And I don't think I can really have anything to do. Like, I think they banned me as a human being. But, and I was like, what? And I don't think I really deserved it. I'm really sure I don't. But, I'm watching my dog literally shake shit out of his ass. There's another dog barks, and I'm like, hey, are you shitting? And that other dog's looking back like, hey, are you shitting? Hey, guys, is that what we're doing right now? Are we taking shits? Like, every dog's like, yeah, I think he's taking a shit. The dog's like, oh, is it that time? Well, I don't have to do that now. Who is that? I don't know. He's one of us, though. You sure? I don't know. I saw little one want to do it. My friend had her little one-year-old throw shit at her. Now then. Yeah, anonymity. I've always stood behind my words. But the cynical, if not maybe more realistic and deep truth is I'm very insecure and I want attention for what I say. Which I guess, you know, that's the negative, I guess, flip side of what, you know, standing behind your words is. I clearly say things. I'm like, yeah, that's me. I said it. Like, I don't shy away. I've always been like, yeah, that's me. Yeah, I'm the one that said that. Always done it. Maybe I'm brave, but maybe I'm not. Maybe, you know, nobody's one thing or another. We are all hippy-dippy amalgams of it all. Of it. Two sides, same coin. Deck of cards. Yeah. Pick a card, any card, but not the card you want. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, I could write dialogue and shit for some HBO show set in New Orleans. I feel like New Orleans is the card playing capital of America, if not the world. Like all poker. I don't know about those other games, but all poker should be done on a riverboat in New Orleans or something. Like that's where gambling and poker goes in America. I don't even know if they play poker in not America. I'm sure they all got some version of cards, but fuck if I know what it is. They're Europeans and non-me. Don't piss on that dude's rug. My dog just peed on the guy's rug. And I refer to that man as the dude. My dog's a rug pisser. But yeah, anonymity, I've never done it. Now I'm kind of forced into anonymity for the first time. And it's fine. I still pretty much take the attitude of, nope, this is me. Like, really, don't post anything on the internet if you don't want people to know it's you. I really do adhere to that rule. Now I get nervous. I get nervous with that. Because, like, there's something, like, I wouldn't want. Well, stuff I wouldn't want to have to explain, I guess. Would be the best way to describe it. But something like, if you saw it, you go, okay, I know Mike. That's just me. That's him or whatever. Like, none of it's like, it's not like I ever really do anything. I don't know. Think I'm a good person. Well, that's my shit. But again, like you wouldn't. It's stuff that like if an employer saw it, they wouldn't care if they knew you. But it's also one of those things where like, you know, it could be a pain in the ass. I can see somebody being like, you know, he gets this podcast and he said the N-word a lot. And if you listened, you'd be like, okay, he was actually making a. He wasn't. I wasn't even like every time I've used it. Like I've never used it as a hate word or anything. I don't really use it in comedy unless it's absurdist comedy. The only time I would ever use it is in the larger context of, you know, words are words and the context you're using them matters. But I can see somebody being like, well, we don't have to explain all that. Or, yeah, no, we know you're right, but we just hired you. I get it. And it would be bullshit. And that's what happened, kind of, only much worse, on Twitter this week. Some chick who I guess was once retweeted by Donald Trump as her claim to fame. She has been, she's like some outspoken, she doesn't like Muslims, I guess is what her thing is on Twitter. I'm not really sure. What I saw, or I think I saw, was like her also being like a proud vegan and a mom and Jewish. She sounds like she may just be like this Jewish vegan who likes Trump. Because I have a real strong feeling that, like, whatever she says, if her name had been Barbara Streisand, nobody would have thought twice. They would have, whatever. Oh, there's a lot of that going around these days. There's a new culling beginning, people. But whatever. Like, they call it like a troll or something. I think she's just some lady, and she didn't want to. She just put it, you know, created a little handle, whatever. Trumper Mom, or I don't know what her fucking name was. And then some reporter for Huffington Post, and here's a good one, by the way. Everybody else in the world is afraid of being doxxed, while reporters are like literally the opposite. Like all they want is for you to know who they are. I thought about this today. Not just reporters, but artists, but writers, and a lot of people, but especially artistic types. If you ask them, would they rather have more money or a bigger audience? They almost all choose the audience. Unless the money is stupid. Like, you tell a guy you're going to make 50 grand a year working in your local paper, or you're going to make 30 grand a year working for the New York Times, they're going to choose the Times. It's just how it goes. Anyway, so this dude wrote this article where he discovered her, and he figured out who she was in the process of his reporting. And it turns out that her husband is some dude that worked for WWE, right? And it's not like he's a high-up guy. This isn't like they reveal, like, oh, did you know that Triple H has a secret Twitter account? You'd be like, oh, fuck, all right. Like, it's some dude who's, like, an executive in WWE the way that my brother is, like, I think an executive or whatever, Discover. He's not an executive. And I don't know, even know if executive is the right term, but just some dude that works in the company in, I think, a totally professional business capacity. Not a wrestling guy or anything like that. Again, the way that if, you know, you worked for Imagine Entertainment, you wouldn't be responsible, you know, you really wouldn't have any connection to Ron Howard in that shitty fifth season. It is, it's bad. So then they called up the dude's work, and I only brought up WWE. It doesn't really matter if it's WWE, to be honest. But they called up the dude's work and was like, hey, did you know that Mike Coughlin's wife said these really hateful things? And eventually, like, I guess the dude got fired. I think he got fired by WWE or something. I'm not exactly sure, but, like, nonetheless, they called him up and he got in shit trouble. I think he got fired. It really wasn't good for his career. And now there's these people going this back, we're like, was this okay? Was this responsible journalism? Blah, blah, blah. Fuck off. It was not. It's not a story. It's just not. It has nothing, it's not a story in any way, shape, or form. Some rant, just what is it? Somebody on the internet tweeted something. And then you decide, let's figure out who this is. You know, being curious about something does not make it a story. And I also hate this bullshit. You see this a lot in the media where somebody's not a story, but they kind of like make the person become a story. Then all of a sudden, well, yeah, who really knows what it's all about at the beginning and blah, blah. It's like, and you sure as fuck don't do this. I mean, it's insane. She's at best some internet troll, and her husband has obviously has nothing to do with it. Like, think of your life. Think of the people you know in life. Most people, I'm wondering if this is some of the divide. It's like an older and younger divide on the doxing thing and all the outrage culture on Twitter. And I was going to say, like, think about the people you know, and they're not really on the computer, but like your mom or something like that. But maybe they get online here and there, or they just do it, like, but they're like the one person in the group that tweets, but, you know, they don't really do it a lot. That's a totally foreign concept to people like my young cousins, like, who were 17 or some shit. It makes no sense. They would not understand it. It doesn't fit with their worldview. Like, what do you mean you're not on the internet all the time? It is a ubiquitous presence in their lives. And I think that some of these people may be sitting and going, and for them, it's like, well, yeah, you know, but, you know, you're always on the internet. And you feel like there's a bigger impact over words said on the internet. Whereas old people, people like me, even kind of like, this is a fucking internet. Sometimes people say dumb shit. A lot of it's just shit posting or whatever. And if you want to start running the world where some guy who's just shit posting, just trying to be stupid, like that's his stated goal, and then later on, you're essentially asking him, so, why were you stupid? And he's like, I was just, that's the gag, you know? And somebody goes, how could you say these nasty things? He's like, that's the gag. The gag is, how could you say it? You go, oh, I said it. Nothing happened. Like, that's essentially the gag. But out of context, it's, you know, jokes especially jokes and humor, do not work out of context. Not good jokes, not bad jokes, not attempted jokes, nothing. It could take Samantha Bee. She's in the news, right? Part of the same deal, called Ivanka Trump a feckless cunt on her television show or something, I guess. I don't know. In context, you can argue about it in context, but there is a context in some way, some sort of context, right? I think everybody would agree, okay, I know what she's trying to do, or maybe she's trying to tell a joke. Now, you might think she wasn't telling a joke or whatever, but that's really the point, is if you're the kind of person that says she wasn't telling a joke, you are by default admitting that there is a context where she might be telling a joke. And so, yeah, but if you just take it out of context, did you call Ivanka Trump a feckless cunt? It just looks bad. And Norm has a bit about that on his last special. It's a couple years old now, but it's something along the lines of like Hitler's dog loved him, right? And like Hitler's dog would love him the way that your dog loves you. Like, oh, I love you. Which means like there's this dog saying, oh, Hitler, I love you, Hitler. Well, if you take that out of context, it looks like I'm saying, I love you, Hitler. And what's my defense going to be? It wasn't me, it was the dog. I think John Mulaney's got a similar joke. But yeah, again, the point stands there. So, you know, Roseanne thing. She wasn't racist. People just wanted a reason to yell. Samantha Bee, it was a joke. I think it was shitty. I don't actually think it was a joke. I think it was, that's part of the problem, is I don't think it was a joke. I think it was just performative bullshit. I don't care. Like, I don't think any less of her than I did before. I don't understand calling for a boycott of her. I get upset about the double standard, but whatever. But yeah, this is kind of thing where we're getting this weird thing where we really are truly thought policing. This is speech police. And it's never happened before. Like, we've seen it depicted in movies. We kind of had some idea of people just being quiet or whatever. But in the history of man, like, this is a real unique one. And on some level, it's kind of like revealing, yeah, guess what? Yeah, there were more racists amongst you than you thought. Or there were more communists amongst you than you thought. Or Democrats or Republicans or whatever it is. But I think we're realizing, you know, it's the first time that everybody couldn't actually be, like, feel like personal repercussions in the idea of censorship. And you can, I don't care if you think about government, non-government, whatever, like, that's the difference. I don't care about the legal distinctions, right? I'm just talking the general idea of we have people, for the first time, are being told by other people, don't talk like that. And it's other people they don't know. We've never had that, because throughout history, you never had the ability to talk to people you don't know. The people that could talk to the people you don't know was a very select group. And, you know, it culled itself to the point where, as a general rule, getting your word, your idea out to the masses took some degree of effort. Hemingway had to sit and write. Dan Rather, even, like, somebody like that, he had to work hard and get there to his position. Doesn't mean he was, I don't say Dan Rather makes him trustworthy, but there was something there. Whereas nowadays, like, little, I'm heard. Anybody that works could do a podcast. I do one, and three people probably listen to it. But you can go on Twitter, and you can say things. And for the first time, people are facing actual repercussions for stuff. And we've never really had the direct repercussions of, like, somebody, like, sitting there watching TV going, you know what, man? I really don't like Jewish people. I really do think there's something to it. For most of history, like, my father probably said shit like that all the time. I don't know, he said a lot of dumb stuff. But he just said it at home, and he's drunk, watching TV or whatever. A lot of that's performative, it's just people doing something because they want to blame someone, and they just pick an over-the-top target. But maybe if he really meant it, but he never had to face any real repercussions for it. Because why would he? He never said it in public. And the people who he knew, like his family and friends, like, they know who he is. You get away with things when people who know you hear you say it. Because they know you. Like, the social group has vetted you. We don't have any vetting anymore. And we're never going to have it. We just, that genie is out of the bottle. All this stuff where they're doxing people and essentially, you know, trying to get the real world to collide in, and we're going to stop these people. You're done. You can't win this battle. This is open source. This is Bitcoin. You can't beat it. Now, I don't know if Bitcoin per se, but you know what I mean? Like, we have the world trying to figure out ways to say whatever it wants. And everyone has an interest in it. Like, everyone has an interest in the internet of letting you say whatever you want to say. I don't know if I can walk on this guy's thing. Well, we'll see. Hope that all finished settling, or I just fucked up their help. Didn't fuck up the cement. And I also, in the same sense of, you're never going to stop it. You're not going to stop the people who are going to try to dox you for saying shit. And maybe you should get doxed. I don't like it. It feels uncomfortable to me, but I'm older. I'm coming from a different perspective. Maybe the next generation will be like, well, yeah, duh. In the same way that you, in high school, the greatest, I mean, they should just study high schools for how the world works. Seriously, it's just brilliant. Like, you know, if you're in high school, you wouldn't be like, yeah, pretty girl. What an ugly cunt. Like, you wouldn't say that probably in high school. Samantha Bee wouldn't have said it about Ivanka Trump in high school because she wouldn't have felt the power. Now, maybe it's good that she feels the power. Maybe we're getting to the truth, blah, blah, blah. But in high school, she wouldn't say it because Ivanka would have been the daughter of the most powerful guy in high school. You know, if you're the best friend of the prom king or some shit like that, the football captain, the little dorky guy doesn't talk shit to the football guy. He just doesn't do it. Because the social structure exists. We don't have it yet for the open world. Maybe it's developing. I don't know. I bet from my perspective right now, I don't like the way that it is working. I say, if people want to be open about who they are, great. If they don't, that's their choice. And I think I've said in the past, if not, hope I'm being consistent, but I'm pretty sure. The only time I ever would support doxing someone. And when I say support, that's even kind of strong. That says, like, you know, it seems to imply that I would, you know, actively help. I would just say, okay, I don't have an opinion type of deal, maybe. Maybe that's a little more accurate, but still. The only time I would care is if the reveal of who the person is, if who the person is matters. Like, if the person, whoever it is, underneath the mask, so to speak, if it would be a story that person was under a mask, then it's great. Then, okay. But otherwise, if it's not, you know, no. Like, if you reveal that 5-year-old panty lover, 69, is, that's a weird one because it's criminal. Just a 5-year-old panty lover, 69, is John Smith from Next Door. That's not a story. Nobody cares who panty lover, nobody really cares who that guy is, and nobody cares that John Smith is 5-year-old panty lover. But if it's Jared from Subway, you go, oh, fuck. Because the story is really, did you know that Jared from Subway was this person? You go, oh, shit, that's what Jared from Subway is doing? You're revealing something hidden by somebody who's kind of agreed to play by the rules of being in the public eye. You know, you enter the public sphere. And I acknowledge fully that using Twitter is a de facto truly an entering the public sphere. But you know what I mean? Kind of like when people bring themselves out. They're not hiding behind a pseudonym or anything like that, which isn't anything historically abnormal. Lots of people use pseudonyms throughout all of time. Some of the greatest writings ever were done by under pseudonyms. And I'm not just talking like the Mark Twain types. I don't know if that's a pseudonym or a pen name. I don't know if there's a difference. You know what? A lot of things I don't know. Like, why anyone's still listening to this? And what this dog is sniffing. But I hope I made my point about anonymity in the internet. If it didn't make sense to you, you're probably younger than me. And if it did make sense to me, you're older than me. And if you think I'm a genius, you're my mother. That's not true. She doesn't like me at all. But if she ever did, she'd know that my name is Mike Coughlin. This is a version of MMA and Stuff at halfguarded.com. We'll be back soon. Until that time, though, I'm your humble host saying good fight, good night, et au revoir, mes amis.